And then in the morning, it was probably 3 or 4. I know it was really dark, and we got going, and Lisbeth had an extra headlamp, because of course, like, I had already lost my extra headlamp in Roan long ago. And so I got an extra headlamp that was horrible from Lisbeth, and I followed them into Ruby, and I, as the sun came up as we were rolling into town, I was able to sort of take stock of things, and I had a massive hole burned in the chest of my parka. I had singed my hat, my mitts, obviously my headlamp. And we pulled into Ruby, and one of the, either a volunteer or somebody who was just out there watching the race, his name was Al, I believe, he immediately took my headlamp and just disappeared with it. And then Monica, by luck, had sent out one of her textbook, like, banana yellow with holographic lightning bolts and pink trim, an extra parka. And so I got Monica's, like, brightly colored parka. Al returned with my headlamp functioning again. He'd, like, patched the wire back together. And I was able to continue down the trail. And what ended up happening, and I hate to say this, but I'm quite convinced that Monica had a space blanket over her sleeping bag, like one of those flimsy plastic silver blankets, and it blew in the night. It blew over the fire and then acted as a wick and burned both directions and lit us both on fire. We both finished the race, and it was just a fun, super wild little story that not many people, I think, have ever really heard.